There was a major shakeup yesterday evening here at Bravo Mike Communications as police and a SWAT team converged on our studios after a false 911 call. Just after 6 p.m., police surrounded our studios, responding to a phone call in which the caller said there was a hostage situation and someone had been stabbed. Bravo Mike employees were safely evacuated from the building. Following that, the police, a SWAT team, and bomb squad did a complete search. LCPD Detective Frank Torres says nothing was found.
We deployed our team here and there was nothing located. Nobody was found that was injured. We identified all the people that we believe we knew should be in there, and they're all accounted for.
Police say they think we may have been a victim of swatting, meaning a prankster called the police with a fake emergency. You've heard from several news outlets about the SWAT response Monday night here at Bravo Mike Communications. Las Cruces Police Department spokesman Dan Trujillo says they are still investigating the situation and are not ready to release more information yet. Trujillo says police believe the incident was a swatting prank and they say it's the first such case they can recall in Las Cruces. He says the investigation is ongoing.
At this time, because we're still investigating this, I don't know if we want to release or if we can release the 911 call.